Oh, on Floor and Easy, we have 10 original pieces, and then there's one traditional folk song, which is called I Know Where I'm Going. It's a very different version, though. When I was revisiting, because I mean, I learned the song when I was at school, as many people do, thanks to Cecil Sharp, I understand, with that one. I may stand corrected. I'm happy to stand corrected. But I know that it was in a Cecil Sharp book that I came across the song, if you didn't find it originally, or sort of keep it going, you know. It was something that I remembered from school, and I thought, wouldn't it be really interesting to really live by this oral tradition with this folk song, and try and recapture what I remember the song to be, rather than going back to the manuscript and learning it in that way. So it was almost like it had been passed on to me when I was at school, and I was going to see whether I could remember it. And then some of the words I'd changed without realising it. And I kind of developed the story because it really touches on a very sensitive topic as well, the story of it. And it's something that when I was working in East London as a secondary school teacher, I unfortunately did come across where the issue of honour killing really is something that it does touch on. And the version that I've sort of put together almost unwittingly brings a new story to the traditional song. So hopefully it's a way of reinvigorating the song and making it a little bit different and interpreting it slightly differently.
How interesting. So you did it virtually from memory, did you?
That's right, yeah. And then only once I'd recorded and released it a couple of weeks ago have I gone back to other people's versions, which are very, very, very different. So, yeah, I mean, it's really interesting and no surprise just how much some of the traditional songs that I've come to learn and love over many years have, no wonder that they've changed so much, because when things are passed on in that way, they're bound to change and take on different meanings depending on the social context. And that's something that I just find so fascinating about traditional songs.
Sure, because people would change parts of it deliberately, and the other bit would be sort of Chinese whispers where you just happen to get it wrong.
Yeah, definitely. So for me, that's really interesting. So 10 original songs, one traditional song, and then one setting of a piece of literature, which is actually a poem by Christina Rossetti, which I fell in love with earlier this year. I didn't intend to find some literature to set to music for the album, and it just sort of happened. I found this amazing poem, and I really wanted to find a way of, you know, bringing the poem to life in a different way, and so that one ended up on the album as well. So 12 tracks, 10 original songs, and then these other two that I've just described as well.